If you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/petjamie, a listener friend shared a picture of her daughter, a few years old, chewed gum, shoved it up her nose.
I haven't got an up the nose story, but I remember, and I don't know the whole situation why it happened, but I did something wrong. And my mum was a very weird kind of, like, the way she used to dish out punishment was very weird. Mm. And whatever I did. Anyway, so she cut, like, all the cords for anything electrical in my room, like radio and stuff, like, just so I couldn't use them. And I always remember that, and I don't know how old I was, but I stripped the wires back and then went and found another, like, plug, because the plugs in England, you can unscrew them and put the wires in. Mm. So I remember doing that and pushing the wires in the socket and then trying to push this plug in, and it went bang. And I remember the whole plug socket, like, not catching fire, but smoking. And black.
Yeah.
All the tops of my fingers while I'm pushing it in were black and stuff for days. I fused the house. She went insanely crazy.
You didn't just try to hide it?
Keep
my hands in my pockets.
These black fingers were burnt my fingers. So, yeah, there's not much hiding there.
What's your gum up the nose story? Now you can comment on facebook.com/petjamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you're going 97.7. Who's this?
Stacy,
what's your gum up the nose story?
My brother, when he was about 7 years old, put a soybean up his nose.
Did you convince him to do it, Stacy?
No, I had nothing to do with it. But it was so far up that my parents took him to the hospital, and they had to call in a specialist to get it out.
To get it out, to get the soybean out of his nose?
Yes, because they swell when they get wet.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Do you have kids, Stacy?
I do.
Did you think at all when you were a kid, like, let's keep the soybean, when your kids were tiny, let's keep the soybeans away from them?
Most definitely.
Smart lady.
Where are you calling from?
From Dover.
Thank you for checking in.
Thank you. Love your show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
This is Janice.
Janice, how old's your kid?
Oh, well, she's 28 now, but let me tell you, at the tender age of 4, she decided to be really quiet in the house, and I was like, uh-oh, something's not right. So my husband went and looked for her. She was in the bathroom putting on feminine product.
Nice.
She's 20.
But she put the sticky side to her body.
Oh. See, that's learned the hard way.
See, that's the one thing. If you've got kids and they're in the house and they're deathly quiet, there's something going on.
That's how you know.
Yep, sure sign that's how something's going on.
You can be a part of the show at any time. You can tweet at PetjamieAmy 424-1234.